Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Hear Yourself by Prem Rawat, a guide crafted to help you sift through the cacophony of the modern world and find your oasis of inner peace. Published in 2021, this book is a treasure trove of ancient wisdom, interwoven with compelling anecdotes that invite you to cultivate serenity and calm within yourself despite the endless noise and busyness that surrounds you. Prem Rawat, with over 5 decades of experience in advocating for peace and well-being around the globe, brings to this work his rich insights garnered from speaking to hundreds of millions of people. As the founder of the Prem Rawat Foundation, he has dedicated his life to promoting dignity, peace, and prosperity through varied initiatives like the Peace Education Program and Food for People. Rawat, who is not only an acclaimed author of Peace is Possible, but also a talented photographer, composer, and pilot, distills his profound understanding into Hear Yourself, making it an essential read. This book is particularly suited for goal setters eager to actualize their ambitions, individuals feeling besieged by the distractions and demands of everyday life, and anyone seeking to navigate stress, trauma, or grief with grace and resilience. Join us as we explore how to reconnect with your core, silence the mind, and truly hear yourself. Hear Yourself: How to Find Peace in a Noisy World. Introduction: Discover Inner Peace Amid Life's Chaos. In the hustle and bustle of today's world, it's easy to feel lost in the noise. Our cities are bustling hubs of activity where honking cars, flashing screens, and endless to-do lists constantly demand our attention. It's almost as if, amidst the clamor of daily life, the tranquil peace that once felt so innate to our being has slipped quietly out of reach. Yet the truth whispers to us through the chaos. That serene haven hasn't vanished, it's merely been forgotten. The good news: reclaiming this sense of peace doesn't require drastic measures like abandoning society for a solitary life in the wilderness. On the contrary, the path back to tranquility lies much closer than we often realize. This narrative delves into the art of uncovering the peace that has always resided within us. It's a journey that doesn't shy away from acknowledging the very human propensity to weave our own webs of misery, but it also illuminates a hopeful way out. One fundamental truth this journey unveils is the power of the present moment, the now. It reminds us that dwelling on past regrets or future anxieties does little but steal away our current joy and peace. Instead, embracing each moment as it comes, with all its imperfect beauty, can be a profound source of contentment. Moreover, this exploration shines a light on the transformative power of gratitude. In a world that often pushes us to always want more, the simple act of recognizing and appreciating what we already have is both radical and healing. Through daily practices of gratitude, we can slowly but surely cultivate a lasting sense of peace and well-being. So, embark on this journey with an open heart and a curious mind. The insights shared here aren't just theoretical musings. They're practical guideposts designed to lead you back to the peace that has awaited you all along. And remember, this rediscovery doesn't necessitate a retreat from the world. Rather, it invites you to experience life's beautiful chaos with a renewed sense of calm and clarity. Part 1: Silencing the Chaos to Uncover Inner Serenity. Imagine this. The alarm buzzes. You're greeted by the morning light, and within moments, your mind is a whirlwind of to-dos, aspirations, and the weight of others' expectations. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? This is a reality for many of us, caught in what Prem Rawat terms the busyness of life. Our days slip through our fingers like grains of sand, as trivial distractions dictate our schedules, leaving us disconnected from the richness of life's experiences. The essence of finding tranquility in our lives boils down to one crucial step: silencing the external and internal noise. In today's era, Our attention is a battleground, constantly seized by the demands of technology. While technology serves invaluable purposes, it can equally become a source of incessant distraction. Hours evaporate into the ether as we find ourselves tethered to our devices, lost in the endless scroll of social media, flooded with notifications, and ensnared by a compulsion to remain perpetually connected. However, the clamor isn't solely external. Our minds are also mired in a quagmire of self-imposed pressures and relentless pursuits. The chase for career advancements, societal recognition, and the ever-elusive badge of success. Ambition is not inherently detrimental, but this ceaseless striving can obscure the beauty and fulfillment available in the present moments. While many of us acknowledge the pervasive noise in our lives, our efforts to seek peace often misguide us. We chase tranquility in distant locales, secluded islands, or majestic mountain retreats. Yet, these external escapes falter because true peace is an internal sanctuary, one that cannot be found in physical spaces alone. The journey toward inner peace is not a quest for isolation from technology or the trappings of modern society. Rather, it involves cultivating an internal reservoir of calm and resilience. This foundation empowers us to navigate life's tumult with grace and equanimity. As we delve deeper into this narrative, we'll explore actionable insights and practices that can guide you to reconnect with the tranquil core of your being. Through this reconnection, the objective is not to reject the world, but to engage with it from a place of profound inner peace. Part 2: Embracing Simplicity to Unveil Inner Peace. Picture this: your favorite shirt, the one that feels like a second skin, offering both comfort and confidence. You wear it out, and inevitably, it collects the day's wear: a splash of coffee, a smear of ink, the unavoidable dust. At day's end, it's time for a cleanse. Washing it doesn't mean infusing it with some elusive essence of cleanliness. Rather, it's about stripping away the grime to reveal its pristine state. This process beautifully mirrors the pursuit of inner peace. Attaining tranquility isn't about importing peace from an external source, but rather about peeling away the layers of the unnecessary, allowing the inherent peace within to surface. Peace blossoms when we consciously let go of the extraneous. In the quest for inner harmony, the choices we make are paramount. It's about discerning what truly deserves our time and energy, be it indispensable tasks or pursuits that kindle joy. The rest, the stresses, the worries, the societal pressures, constitute mere distractions. But the burning question remains: how do we shed these non-essentials? The answer lies in shifting our focus. Instead of being ensnared by negative emotions, it's about nurturing and amplifying the positive aspects within us. Life is a balance of presence and absence. It's infinitely more enriching to concentrate on the tangible and positive is, rather than the nebulous and negative is not. Take hatred, for instance. It's a force capable of wielding destruction, souring relationships, and breeding discord. Eradicating hatred, however, doesn't solve the core issue. Nature abhors a vacuum, and something else will inevitably rush in to fill the void. The antidote, then, is to cultivate love actively. By fostering love, we naturally diminish the space for hatred. Consider workplace criticism. Rather than obsessing over possible negative feedback, why not focus on honing your skills and amplifying your strengths? This proactive approach not only mitigates criticism, but also propels you towards becoming your optimal self. Living a joyous and mindful life is fundamentally about recognizing and exercising our power of choice. It's about investing our energy in what uplifts and strengthens us while gracefully sidestepping the burdens that drag us down. By embracing simplicity and letting go of the non-essential, we clear the path for inner peace to emerge and flourish. Part 3: Embrace the Present to Find All You Need. Prem Rawat's childhood memories from Dehradun, set against the backdrop of clear autumn skies and the tranquil environment of his front yard, are a testament to the power of living in the moment. He recounts how, ensconced beneath magnolia trees and surrounded by the sweet fragrance of peas, he experienced an epiphany. The realization that the same force which brought him into existence also nurtured the trees and the morning dew led him to a profound sense of being, free from desires and the compulsion to act. This leads us to a crucial insight. Embracing the present moment reveals the abundance we already possess. Rawat's reflection on his garden epiphany shines a light on how seldom we anchor ourselves in the now. Modern life propels us toward the future, chasing deadlines and completing tasks, thereby obscuring what truly matters. It's not uncommon for us to encounter an old friend unexpectedly and be jolted by the realization of how swiftly time has flown, leaving us with a tinge of regret for the missed moments. But how can we disentangle ourselves from life's fast pace and refocus on the essentials? Rawat suggests a pause, a momentary break to ponder two compelling questions. What is the value of time if we fail to appreciate the worth of each breath? And if the present holds no significance, how can the past or future matter? These inquiries serve as reminders of the paramount importance of now. Another approach is to shift our perspective on time. While the external world operates on a segmented timeline, years, months, weeks, days, our internal experience of time is boundless, anchored in the timeless today, as Rawat puts it. In essence, despite our forward-looking plans or recollections of the past, the present moment remains our only reality. Reflecting on Rawat's serene moments under the magnolia tree offers us a glimpse into the essence of this timeless today. It is in this space of infinite presence that we find freedom, not from seeking improvements or pursuing novelties, but in recognizing that the peace we search for externally has been within us all along, waiting to be discovered in the quiet of the now. Part 4. Cultivate self-appreciation to silence external judgments. Prem Rawat, through his extensive travels and heartfelt speeches, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple yet profound message: the importance of inner peace. From addressing the United Nations to engaging with inmates in high-security prisons, his efforts through the Prem Rawat Foundation, particularly the Peace Education Program, aim to help individuals reconnect with their inner tranquility and find their rightful place in the world. One poignant example of his impact occurred during a visit to a prison in Pune, India. Here, a soon-to-be-released inmate expressed a concern that echoes in many hearts: the fear of being judged by society. This fear of external judgment isn't confined to the walls of a prison. It's a pervasive worry that affects countless individuals in various aspects of their lives. This leads us to a vital insight. The path to contentment lies in embracing our own essence and focusing inward, rather than being preoccupied with the opinions of others. The quest for external approval can often feel like an attempt to fill a void within ourselves, a void that in truth cannot be satisfied by anything or anyone but our own self-appreciation. The challenge, therefore, is to turn our gaze inward and to start valuing the wealth of strengths and virtues that reside within us. Whenever doubts creep in, and we find ourselves losing sleep over the perceptions of friends, colleagues, or society at large, it's helpful to reflect on a few critical questions. Do I respect myself? Do I enjoy my own company? Can I recognize and value my own worth? Embarking on this journey of self-discovery and acceptance isn't a lesson in egotism. Rather, it's about establishing a profound connection with oneself, becoming centered within, independent of external validations. It might not be the easiest of paths, but by shifting our focus away from external judgments and towards our own self-approval, we gradually diminish the influence of others' opinions. In this space of self-assuredness, the cacophony of society fades away, revealing the already present seeds of clarity, joy, serenity, and love within us, ready to flourish and transform our lives. Part 5. Embrace reality to free yourself from unmet expectations. Like many, your day might unfold according to a set of expectations: the alarm clock's punctuality, the occurrence of an important meeting, or even the assumption that when you reach for the salt shaker, it will indeed contain salt. Crafting expectations is a fundamental part of human nature, shaping our daily lives and future plans. However, the discord arises when our expectations diverge from reality. Much of life's frustration stems from desires left unquenched, friendships that dissolve, or romantic endeavors that unravel. It's crucial, therefore, to cultivate a realistic outlook on future developments. The essence of finding peace in life's unpredictability lies in releasing those expectations that clash with the realm of the possible. Anticipating outcomes in various aspects of our lives, be it relationships, careers, or personal goals, can be inherently thrilling. Nonetheless, it's vital not to become ensnared by these projections. Clinging too tightly to our hopes and dreams can lead to dismay when present circumstances fail to align with our envisioned futures. Such disappointments can tarnish the beauty of the present moment, stripping it of its intrinsic value. The challenge is in recognizing our attachment to specific outcomes and understanding how this rigidity can intensify the sting of unmet expectations. It's akin to a traveler refusing to heed the guidance of a map, convinced of their own direction, only to lay blame on the map upon realizing their error. The pathway to serenity is paved with adaptability and acceptance of the unfolding present. Consider the tree that bends with the wind, or the bird that navigates through the storm. Neither sets expectations for their journey's conclusion, but remains firmly rooted in the immediacy of their existence. Acknowledging the tangible reality over fanciful illusions can seem less exhilarating, but equips you to navigate life's ebb and flow. In moments of triumph, be mindful of the inevitability of hardship. Similarly, in times of despair, be assured that joy will eventually return. Dispense with the impulse to predict every twist and turn of life. Embrace the certainty of change, trusting in your resilience and the unwavering strength that lies within. Part 6. Cherish the gift of every moment. In a world that seldom pauses, the remarkable behavior of trees during the night offers a profound lesson in the art of living. Studies have revealed that trees rhythmically move their branches up and down, facilitating a pulse-like movement of water throughout their structure. This discovery not only highlights trees as embodiments of resilience, but also as silent mentors on how to thrive under any condition, be it arid deserts or craggy mountain crevices. This resilience and adaptability serve as a metaphor for how we should navigate our own lives. The essence of cultivating a fulfilling existence isn't found in external pursuits, but in acknowledging and appreciating the most fundamental aspect of our being, our life. The core message is simple yet transformative. Cherish every breath as if it's a priceless gift. Reflect on the moment you last felt a deep, visceral sense of gratitude for the mere fact of being alive. This isn't about the fleeting relief of escaping misfortune, but about a profound awareness and appreciation for the transition from day to night, for the rhythm of life that courses through you. Gratitude transcends mere thought. It is a heartfelt recognition of life's magnificence. Prem Rawat expresses this sentiment when he speaks of feeling alive, sensing an indomitable life force pulsating through every fiber of his being. He envisions the miraculous complexity of the human body, a marvel of existence, with every breath reiterating the miracle of being on this beautiful planet. Embracing gratitude is a conscious choice, an invitation to savor the existence of oneself, the warmth of a home, and the presence of loved ones. Too often, we postpone this feeling of thankfulness for monumental life events or wait for external achievements to spark gratitude within us. However, true gratitude anchors itself in the present, in the acceptance and appreciation of what is. Learning to live in the moment, to appreciate the simplicity and yet the grandeur of being alive, helps dissolve the yearnings for what we lack. Such a perspective not only enriches our everyday experiences, but lays the foundation for profound peace and joy. By valuing each breath, each heartbeat, and each fleeting moment, we tap into the essence of reality and discover contentment in its purest form. Part 7, Unlocking the Doors to Freedom Within. The notion of finding freedom within the confining walls of a prison seems paradoxical. Prisons, by their very structure and purpose, epitomize the absence of freedom. Inmates live their days in a regimented routine under the watchful eyes of guards, their personal space reduced to a cell. Yet, as Prem Rawat has observed during his visits to various prisons, it's possible to encounter individuals who radiate positivity despite their bleak surroundings. This unexpected discovery underscores a profound truth. Inner peace possesses the power to liberate, even in the most restrictive environments. The essence of this liberation lies in the realization that true choice, the choice to connect with one's inner tranquility, love, and self-respect, remains unshackled by physical constraints. So, what catalyzes this sense of freedom among prisoners? Rawat noticed that happiness flowed from those who recognized their autonomy amid powerlessness. The prison system might control their movement and schedule, while interactions with fellow inmates could be challenging, but the decision to tap into their inner source of peace was theirs alone. This realization acted as a beacon of liberation. The concept of choice in such a setting becomes a profound source of power. Despite the isolation and threats inherent to life behind bars, the ability to access an inner sanctuary of joy and serenity becomes a vital lifeline. Many prisoners, like people outside, may initially resort to blaming others for their predicaments as a means of evasion. This tendency to shift responsibility can serve as a temporary reprieve from guilt or regret. However, the moment an inmate begins to introspect and take ownership of their actions, marks a significant turning point. It ushers in a realization of inherent power, the power not to overturn the judicial system, but to foster personal transformation. This journey from feeling victimized to becoming empowered reflects a broader lesson applicable to us all, irrespective of our life situations. While our circumstances might be far from ideal, the ability to cultivate an internal oasis of peace is universally accessible. No matter where we find ourselves, whether navigating the complexities of the everyday world or confronting the literal barriers of a prison cell, the choice to embrace inner peace can unfurl wings of freedom we never knew we had. Our outer lives may be fraught with limitations, but within us lies an inexhaustible wellspring of liberation, waiting to be discovered and cherished. Part 8, Building a Harmonious World Begins with Individual Action. Imagine embarking on the task of constructing a house. The foundation of this structure lies in the careful selection and placement of each brick, solidified with cement to ensure durability and strength. However, the integrity of this structure hinges on the quality of each individual brick. A single faulty brick can compromise the stability of the entire house. This analogy extends beyond physical construction to the intricate dynamics of society and the role each individual plays within it. The absence of love and kindness in one person can send detrimental ripples through the social fabric, affecting the collective strength and harmony of the world. Conversely, the pursuit of inner peace within ourselves can initiate positive change, starting on a personal level and gradually expanding to influence global peace. It's an illustration of how collective actions, rooted in individual choices to foster peace, can converge to sculpt a world characterized by harmony and understanding. The essence of creating a peaceful society is reflected in the metaphor of viewing the world from space. As you zoom in from the grand scale of continents and mountain ranges to the microscopic level of a single pixel on a leaf, you recognize the importance of each small component in composing the whole image. This perspective shift challenges us to consider our role in society's broader picture. Each person acts as a pixel, contributing to the mosaic of the community, society, and ultimately the world. When the societal image appears distorted or fragmented, we're compelled to introspect, questioning whether our individual actions contribute positively to the collective portrait. In our journey through life, societal constructs often emphasize differences, segregating us based on culture, language, or skin color. Yet, beneath these superficial distinctions lies a universal set of fundamental needs and aspirations, chief among them the yearning for inner peace. By nurturing peace within ourselves and embracing our shared humanity, we can start to influence those around us positively. This process of internal growth and dissemination of peace and strength sets the foundation for a more unified and resilient world. Thus, the pathway to a harmonious world is paved by individual efforts to foster inner tranquility. By committing to personal growth and spreading kindness and understanding, each of us can contribute to a stronger, more compassionate global community, one pixel at a time. Final summary. In the midst of a world brimming with distractions and constant noise, the quest for inner peace becomes all the more critical. The journey to rediscover the serenity within us demands a shift from dwelling on our deficiencies or chasing after unattainable objectives. Instead, it invites us to celebrate and nurture the positive aspects of our lives. Beneath the occasionally barren appearance of our circumstances lies a rich inner landscape teeming with potential. It is within this internal world that we find the seeds of peace, waiting to be cultivated. The realization that peace is within grasp, should we choose to embrace it, marks the first step towards a fulfilling and harmonious existence. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.